Kellogg's Pep, the build-up wheat cereal, invites you to rocket into the future with
Tom Orbit, Space Cadet.
Stand by to raise ship. Blast off minus 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Exploring rockets blast off to distant planets and far-flung stars. We take you to the age of the conquest of space with Tom Orbit, Space Cadet. At Space Academy, the bright sun glints along the polished metal of a rocket cruiser's hull. This is the Polaris, ready to blast off from the spaceport into the outer reaches of the universe. But on this fine day, aboard their proud and eager ship, the Space Cadet crew, for once, shows no desire to leave. On the power deck, good-natured Astro scowls as he makes a final check of his equipment. Glaring through the viewport, Roger Manning complains bitterly to Tom Corbett.
I tell you, Junior, this is the limit. They can't do this to us.
That's what the man said as he picked himself up from the floor. But since the professor will be along any minute, Roger, you might as well stop blowing your
dust. Space dust. What are we, taxi drivers for any old fossil who wants to poke around on Titan?
Stow it. We don't any of us like this mission. But you can't expect hot assignments all the time.
Why not, Tom? We're the best unit in the academy.
Says you.
Says Commander Arkwright, even.
You seem to be a little feverish, Roger. Or is your memory slipping?
You mean when he fuses our jets? That's just an act. He knows we're good.
Well, maybe he thinks this will be a nice rest.
Rest. A straight run to Titan and then waiting hand and foot on some old goat of a scientist.
Hello, boys.
Oh, morning, sir.
Why, I'm your passenger. The old goat of a scientist.
Yes, sir. Glad to have you aboard, sir.
Thank you, Cadet Corbett. And I'm sure that goes for Roger Manning, too.
I guess you aren't, sir. An old goat, I mean.
Thank you, Cadet Manning.
You seem to know us, sir.
I know quite a lot about the whole Polaris unit. You see, I'm not a scientist, either.
Wait a minute. Our passenger's supposed to be...
Whatever you were expecting, I'm your passenger.
Maybe you'd better explain, sir.
I will. But first, are we ready to blast off?
Blast off time set for 0800. It's 3 minutes to, and we're ready.
No last-minute trips outside? No girls you have to kiss goodbye, Manning?
He really does know about you, Roger.
Yeah, well, I want to know more about him.
Right. Here are my credentials, Corbett.
Oh, thanks. Great Jupiter. Take a look at these, Roger.
Colonel Raymond Cowan, Solar Guard Intelligence Service. But, sir, you're not in uniform.
In my line of work, we usually prefer not to be recognized. That's the reason for all this hocus-pocus about a professor on a field trip to Titan.
Oh, then this is really going to be an intelligence mission.
In a way.
Well, that's better. What goes on Titan, sir?
Nothing that I know of.
But then why...
You see, you weren't told the correct destination, either. We'll head in that general direction. But we're concerned with another moon of Saturn, Rhea.
Rhea, hey.
You've heard of it, I imagine.
Well, everybody has, Colonel. The papers and magazines have been full of stories about it recently.
Sure, ever since they developed that, what do you call it? You know, the stuff that knocks out virus diseases.
The viricide, F3, yes. Out of strange little crystal plants that are entirely unlike anything we've known, they've created the greatest miracle in medical history. If they can only make enough of it.
Sounds as if you're pretty interested in it, sir.
I am. But everyone should be. Think of it. Diseases that men have been trying to conquer for thousands of years. Some of the worst cripplers and killers can now be licked.
No wonder they're starting to call Rhea the satellite of life.
That's what it is. But our job is to keep it from becoming a satellite of death.
What?
So you see, this isn't going to be such a dull assignment, cadets. All right, prepare to blast off.
We'll return to the exciting adventures of Tom Corbett, Space Cadet, in just a moment, so stand by.
Spacemen, if you want to blast through tomorrow at full space speed, then listen. Tomorrow morning, when Reveille sounds... hop up and jump out of bed. Well, maybe jump is the wrong word. Anyhow, get out of bed and dress yourself. Next, wash yourself slowly and carefully. Well, At least wash yourself and brush your teeth. Okay, you'll pass inspection. Now, you're ready to enjoy the Spaceman's Breakfast, Kellogg's Pep. Wait, Spaceman, Kellogg's Pep deserves a bigger fanfare than that. Remember, Pep is the build-up wheat cereal with a wonderful flavor. Well, that's more like it. Lots of energy there. And that's just what you get when you eat Kellogg's Pep. Lots of food energy. Eat Pep, and you get the food power necessary to travel at full space speed. Pep supplies you with important vitamins that help build strong bones, tough muscles, and healthy teeth. But, spaceman, that's not all. When you eat Pep, you enjoy its wonderful, rich malt flavor. Yes, that's what you'll say when you dig into a heaping bowl full of delicious Kellogg's Pep. So, spaceman, start off tomorrow the spaceman's way with Kellogg's Pep. That's P-E-P. Pep. Kellogg's Pep.
The space cadets, ordered to fly a scientist to Titan, largest moon of the planet Saturn, are disgusted with such a dull assignment. But their passenger turns out to be Colonel Cowan of Solar Guard Intelligence. And their real destination, Rhea, another Saturnian moon which has become known as the Satellite of Life. Now, far out in space, Tom and Roger, having set the Polaris on course for Rhea, turn again to the Colonel.
So what's the story on Rhea, sir?
Well, for some time, we've been after a well-organized, completely ruthless space gang. They've been looting ships, raiding settlements, getting away with murder, literally.
Can't a gang like that be tracked down?
We've made a start, but most of our leads have taken us just exactly nowhere.
Well, what's the idea of the flight we're on?
One tip we've received is that Rhea is the gang's next objective. Since I have a special interest, I was assigned to check.
Why should a gang like that be interested in Rhea?
Viricide F3, Corbett. The power of life or death over many thousands of people.
I can see it'd be quite a black market item, Colonel.
Oh, they could make a fortune, all right. But it's more than that, boys. There's a leading member of the Solar Council who's doomed without that medicine. One of our planetary governors has a daughter who's very sick indeed. F3 will save her life.
Don't get it.
I think I do, sir. You mean they could use this medicine to exert pressure on important people?
Exactly. The men who control F3 can get almost anything they want from almost anybody.
But who's going to help a gang like that?
Not helping could mean death for themselves or for someone they love.
Well, even so, sir, then...
Manning.
Yes, sir?
My wife is one of those who needs that medicine.
I'm sorry.
And if it came to saving her life, I don't know how far I'd go, even with a gang of killers.
Of course, Colonel.
I see you're beginning to understand.
I can see that it'd all be true if they could monopolize Viricide F3.
Well, the last shipment left Rhea 6 weeks ago. A shipment of less than 30 pounds. And while in space, the ship blew up.
The gang did it?
Most likely, though we don't know. But consider this. A raid on Rhea now would give them all the F3 that's been manufactured in the last 3 months.
Yes, and suppose they blasted the processing plants and the scientists in charge.
It'd take us a year to get into production again. And in the meantime, the gang would have the only supply of F3 in the entire universe.
That certainly puts it right up to us, sir. If the tip about Rhea is true.
Don't worry, Colonel. We'll blast those crooks right out of space.
I know you will. That's why I asked for the Polaris unit.
Better not tell Astro that. His head'll swell up till it won't fit into his space helmet.
Say, I forgot about Astro. There's no reason for him to stay on the power deck now.
Well, give him a call on the intercom.
Sure. Control to power deck. Come in, Astro. Astro, check in, will you?
What's the matter with that Venusian ape?
Could anything be wrong?
Nah, he's probably on his way up. See, here he is now. Hey, Bubblehead.
Great galaxy.
That's not Astro.
You're right, it isn't. So don't anybody move.
He's got a parallel ray gun.
So have I.
Hobbit.
Colonel Cowan!
Skip it. He's frozen. Sucker. Trying to draw on a guy that had him covered. You kids better be smarter.
You dirty space crawler!
Want some of the same?
Take it easy, Roger. We haven't got a chance right now.
Not now or ever. So just move back while I get his gun. That's it.
What did you do to Astro?
The big boy on the power deck? He's in the deep freeze, too. Never even saw me sneak up behind him.
Pretty brave guy, aren't you?
Being brave don't pay off, sonny boy. Look at your colonel. Makes a real nice statue, don't he?
All right, so you got us. Now what?
Everything will come out okay if you two act like good little boys and keep this ship going right on course.
As we're heading now?
Yeah. I'm going your way. I got a date with my gang near Rhea.
Rhea? Then the colonel's tip was accurate.
Sure, just like he figured. We're taking over F3. And the price will be going way up.
Tom, why should we run the Polaris for this space rat?
Well, how do you mean, Roger?
Suppose we just quit, knock off, and let Ugly here run the ship himself.
No, passive resistance, eh?
It won't work, fellas, so don't even try.
No, why won't it?
I'll tell you. So far, I've been trying to be nice about this whole thing. Even using a parallel ray to just paralyze you monkeys. Instead of killing you with a heat blast.
Well, thanks, I hear.
You're welcome, but get this straight. Try any tricks. I'll shove your buddy Astro and the Colonel out into space.
That'd be murder.
Some might call it that. I'd call it a lesson for fresh kids. And if that didn't line you, I could get rid of you two the same way.
Guess he's got us stymied, Roger.
What? Where'd he be without a pilot, navigator, or radar man?
Don't worry. I'd make out. I'm no hot rock space cadet, but with the course set, I can take the ship in from here.
He could at that.
Now that's being sensible, kid. Behave. You'll all stay alive. There's plenty of work to do and plenty of information you can give us.
You think we tell you anything?
People always do. Look how we were able to find out about this little junk of the Cowans. In time for me to stow away and stop them.
How did you find out?
Never mind. We're just smarter than the Solar Guard, that's all. Like I'm smarter than you.
Smarter than us? Why, you ain't-faced dimwitted...
Wait, Roger. Maybe he's right.
I don't like the way you're talking, Junior.
He's just getting wised up.
Maybe he is smarter, Roger. Anyway, he's got the gun, and you've got to admit it looks as if we're licked. Hey, Roger.
What do you want, quitter?
Aren't we getting badly off course out of the space lane?
What's that?
Haven't you noticed, Roger?
No, I haven't.
It's your job to check our orbit, Roger. Do you want us to get into trouble?
How about that? What's wrong, Corbett?
Well, take a look at the stars out there. Doesn't the pattern look wrong to you?
Stars? Well, they look about like always. Maybe a little funny.
Sure, it's obvious we're off course. Look at the relative position of Vega, for instance.
Vega? Oh, yeah, sure, Vega. Yeah, that's right.
We're in trouble. Listen, Roger, it must be the cosmic drift.
Cosmic drift? You got space junk in your head, or is this...
Space junk? You're right, Roger. That's the danger.
That's not what I said.
Absolutely. Cosmic drift could carry us right out of the clear space lane into the tombstone area.
Hey, I've heard about that. We can really get clobbered by space junk there.
That's right, Roger. Anything could happen there. Anything.
Huh? Oh, it sure could. You got any suggestions for escaping this, cosmic drift, huh?
Now, you got us into it, wise guy. Now, get us out of it. And fast, or I'll put the freeze on you.
Hold on. Roger has to navigate.
Okay, but get going.
Our course is starboard, isn't it, Roger?
That's right. An 8-degree sweep should put us about right. Then I'll give you more corrections.
Check.
Get back where we belong fast and stay there this time. No young punk can put anything over on me.
I've had my lesson. I know what I'm doing now.
Yep, we'll do just what you say. Now, come on, Roger. If we work fast, everything ought to turn out all right.
Look what I'm picking up on the radar screen, Junior.
Let me see, Roger.
Uh-oh.
What now?
A big piece of space junk right in our path.
And some hunk of rock big as a mountain.
Well, that cosmic drift sure threw us off. Now, come on, do something.
Well, I'm going to try, you can bet. Gosh, that thing's close.
And listen to the blips.
Why, they're building up. We'll be into it in a minute.
Well, come on, get them over.
I'm trying, but this is an emergency. We need a blast on the steering rockets. Roger, get down to the power deck.
Right. No, stay right here where I can watch you both.
Well, then we can't work the steering blast.
Get it. Pull out with the controls.
Impossible. Can't you see? I'm trying.
There's a warning signal. We'll smash. Let me go down.
No, Corbett, get us out of this or I'll shoot.
Well, if we don't get out, there'll be nobody to shoot.
Shut off the power.
That'll make it worse. No thrust. I can't get out of the way.
Blast you, you're not trying.
Maybe you could do better.
Yeah, I could. Let me hit those controls.
Okay, take them. And this, too.
Oh. Knocked them cold, Tom. Nice going.
Yeah, it was a snap. I
Hit him with the control lever.
That piece of space junk really had him worried.
How far away is it, really?
Far enough to be safe. That was a great bluff you put up, Tom, struggling at the controls without moving them.
Yeah, you did a nice job with the enlargement control, too, building up the picture and the blips. But it was the warning bell that really scared him. How'd you set that off, anyway?
Shorted the wires. And, Tom, I'm sorry I didn't trust you before.
Skip it. Let's get out of here. Don't forget, we are in the Tombstone area now. I'll just start a sweep back to port and lose that space mountain out there.
Right. Oh, it's gone. Cosmic drift. Oh, brother. Hey, let's unfreeze the colonel with this gun.
Phew. Thanks. That was rough. Seeing, hearing everything, but being helplessly paralyzed. I'll admit I didn't catch on to what you were up to, Tom, until Roger started to play along.
Smart work, Junior. Pretending to put us back on course and heading for the space junkyard instead.
Anyway, it worked. Now we have to reset our orbit to Rhea. Sir, will you go down and unfreeze Astro?
You bet. Give me the gun.
Hey, Roger. The radar, didn't you turn the gain down?
Yeah, something really is coming. Jumping Cupid, try to dodge, Tom.
Okay.
It's a small piece, but right on top of us. Look out!
Great galaxy. It must have gone right through the ship.
And I shorted out the bell. It would have warned us in time.
The rockets are dead. The space junk must have hit the power deck. And Astro's down there, still paralyzed. Come on, we've got to find out if he's hurt. How is he, Colonel?
He'll be all right, Tom.
You sure, sir?
Yes, there's no fracture. But that piece of metal gave him a hard clout just the same. He'll be unconscious for several hours. How about ship damage?
Bad, sir. We sealed up the holes in the hull easily enough, stopped the air loss. But the rockets...
Well, it's hard to believe one crummy little hunk of stone could tear things up like that.
How soon can we make repairs?
Well, Astro's the mechanical whiz.
Yes, he could patch it up in a few hours. We'll have to go more slowly.
How long?
Oh, well, maybe half a day. Faster if Astro comes through in time to help.
Half a day without power? You realize what that means?
Yes, sir, we sure do. It means we'll never get to Rhea in time to stop that raid.
We'll return to the exciting adventures of Tom Corbett, Space Cadet, in just a moment, so stand by.
The Hydra blasts off for a patrol around Saturn's ring. The space freighter Lexus blasts off with a cargo for Mercury. Space cruiser Draco blasts off on a Mercy mission to Venus. One after another, ships from Space Academy hurtle out into the far-flung regions of space. And now here is the one man responsible for the perfect execution of these operations, the Commandant of Space Academy, Commander Arkwright.
Spaceman, you can take my word for it. Every man on those spaceships is equipped with an official pair of space goggles. I wouldn't allow a man out into space without a pair. You see, space goggles protect a cadet's eyes when he's rocketing through space. And they'll help protect your eyes when you're heading into the glaring sun or bucking a strong headwind. You'll find dozens of good uses for your pair of space goggles. They're made of one sweeping curved piece of colored plastic, and they fit comfortably over both eyes. So, spacemen, send for your goggles right away. Listen carefully and write down these instructions.
Here's what you do. Send 25 cents, one box top from Kellogg's Pep, and your name and address. That's 25 cents, one box top from Kellogg's Pep, and your name and address. Send to this address. Kellogg's, Box 346, Battle Creek, Michigan. Kellogg's, Box 346, Battle Creek, Michigan. Spaceman, write for your official space goggles today, and be sure to eat the spaceman's breakfast. Kellogg's Pep, that swell-tasting, build-up wheat cereal.
By pretending that the Polaris was about to collide with a huge mass of space junk, Tom and Roger managed to trick their captor, regain control of the ship, and release Colonel Cowan. However, the trick backfired when a smaller piece of rock tore through the Polaris and knocked out the main drive. With the cruiser drifting powerless and ace mechanic Astro unconscious from the accident, it now appears that they will be unable to stop the gang's raid on Rhea, the satellite of light.
You boys were right. This is hopeless. We just don't have the know-how to do a quick repair job.
Well, we can't give up, Colonel.
Of course not. But this way's too slow.
We're not doing so bad, sir. This mess is beginning to look like a power system again.
A little, Manning. But we can't gamble on it.
Maybe Astro will come too sooner than you figured.
It's still a gamble. And remember, thousands of lives are at stake, including my wife's.
Then we'll have to notify the Solar Guard over our audio channel.
No, if we break audio silence, we'd be notifying the criminals, too. They're probably tuned to our frequency right now.
Well, suppose they did hear us. What could they do?
Move faster than they planned. They'd hit Rhea, grab the F3 viricide, wipe out the plants, and get away. If there were only some way.
Sir, wait a minute. There's the jet boat.
Go from here to Rhea in that flivver?
We are pretty far away, but there's a possibility.
It might work.
You said you didn't want to gamble, sir, and this is the biggest gamble I can think of. Jet boats don't carry that much fuel.
Just the same, I'm going.
You'll need a pilot, sir. I'll go along.
Thanks, Corbett, but I couldn't ask you to do that.
You didn't ask me, sir. I volunteered. Roger, you keep at the rocket.
Sure, but I...
When Astro comes to, he can help. And when you get the ship fixed, follow us to Rhea.
All right. Don't worry about us. But this jet boat junket is plain crazy.
It has to be done, Roger. You know that.
And suppose you do make it. What can two men do against a gang with a spaceship?
He's right, Corbett. It's a long shot. Better let me go alone.
No, sir. At least two men have a better chance than one. And as long as there's any chance at all, we have to try. Right, sir?
Right.
All right then, Colonel. Let's go.
Sir, there's Rhea below us.
I didn't think we'd ever see this place. Listen to those jets. They're nearly finished.
Hill's about gone. If I hadn't happened to hit it right...
It didn't just happen. You're a fine pilot.
Well, thanks, sir. We're close enough now to take a look through the glasses and see what's happening.
I have them here. I'm almost afraid to look. The gang has already hit and run. Well, here goes. Great Jupiter!
What's wrong, sir?
Nothing. Nothing at all. Men at work, just as usual. We're in time.
Well, thank goodness. I'll tell you the truth now, sir. I didn't think we had a chance.
And neither did I. The gang must be holding off, waiting to hear from their man on the Polaris.
I guess we've been pretty lucky, sir.
Well, we don't need much more luck now. Just a little, and our mission will be accomplished. Rhea's precious medicine will be saved for the people of the entire universe.
Don't miss the next action-packed episode with Tom Corbett, Space Cadet, on Thursday, when Tom and Captain Cowan find that treachery awaits them on Rhea, in part two of The Satellite of Death. Tune in same time, same station on Thursday for the next thrilling interplanetary adventure with Tom Corbett, Space Cadet.
Brought to you by Kellogg's Pep, the build-up wheat cereal.
Tom Corbett, Space Cadet, starring Frankie Thomas, can also be seen on television and appears in the comic sections of many of America's leading newspapers. Look for it daily and in weekend editions. Featured in today's cast were Jan Merlin and Neil O'Malley. Today's program was written by Don Hughes, directed by Drex Hines. Jackson Beck speaking.
Kellogg's Raisin Bran. Raisins and bran flakes, too. They're out of this world. They're out of one package. Kellogg's Raisin Bran. Kellogg's raisins are honeycomb-coated to keep them tender. The bran flakes crisper. Kellogg's Raisin Bran. Raisins and bran flakes, too. They're out of this world. They're out of one package. Kellogg's Raisin Bran. Eat Kellogg's Raisin Bran. Eat Kellogg's Raisin Bran. Eat Kellogg's Raisin Bran.
Kellogg's Pep, the build-up wheat cereal, invite you to Rockin' Into the Future with
Tom Corbett, Space Cadet.
Stand by to raise ship. Blast off minus 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
As roaring rockets blast off to distant planets and far-flung stars, we take you to the age of the conquest of space with Tom Corbett, Space Cadet.
Gaia, one of the moons of Saturn, the whole universe's supply of a rare, new miracle medicine, Virucide F3, is threatened by a gang of space bandits. The Polaris unit with Colonel Cowan of Solar Guard Intelligence heads for Rhea to foil the gang. But the Polaris, its rockets damaged, goes adrift in space. So Dom Corbett and Colonel Cowan, leaving Roger Manning and the wounded Astro behind, set out in a jet boat. And thanks to Tom's skillful piloting, they arrive at the airless little world just before their fuel runs out.
Wonder where the switch is, Tom, for the entrance to the atmosphere dome.
Right here, Colonel.
Hey, hello there. I saw you blasting in, and I thought I'd come down to meet you. I'm Bailey, Ned Bailey, in charge of materials.
I'm Colonel Cowan, Solar Guard. And this is Cadet Corbett.
Oh, I'm glad to know you, but how is...
It's a long story, and just now we haven't much time. So will you take us to Mr. Adams right away?
Adams? Oh, I'm afraid not, Colonel.
Why not? Isn't he general manager here?
Sure he was, but he died suddenly the other day.
What?
Yep. So you'll probably want to talk to Ed Malvern, his assistant manager. He took over.
But about Adams, when did he...
Well, Bailey, visitor.
Oh, here he is now. Hey, Ed, some fellas to see you, Solar Guard.
Welcome to Rhea, gentlemen. You, Colonel Cowan?
That's right. And Cadet Corbett.
Fine, fine. Earth General Headquarters audioed us that you'd be coming.
Did they tell you anything else, Mr. Malvern?
Oh, there was some crazy yarn about danger, but you know how those boys at the HQ go for a story like that.
But this time, I'm afraid it's true. Are you prepared to defend Rhea, Mr. Malvern?
Defend? Oh, come now, Colonel. We're practical folks here, down-to-earth businessmen.
You may be out of business soon. Haven't you warned your men, gotten arms from Titan?
Hey, what's this all about, boss?
Oh, some space gag about a gang attacking us, Bailey, stealing the F3 supply, blasting the plants and the men. Don't worry about it.
Look, sir, there is such a gang. It wants to monopolize all the F3 virucide in the entire universe.
Son, that's quite a story, but a little far-fetched, if you ask me. Now, believe me, my boy, if we got upset about every weird rumor like this, when would we get around to making the medicine?
One of the gang's gunmen took over our ship for a while. Or was that a rumor, too?
What? Hey, boss, maybe... They're...
Yes, and he said he was to rendezvous with the rest of them somewhere near Rhea.
Good heavens, if this is true, Colin...
I tell you, they may strike any time. We'll do what we can here, and let's also send a coded audio message to Solar Guard headquarters.
All right, you go with Bailey. Start organizing things. I double as a radio operator so I can get the coded message off.
You'd better send it, hadn't you, Colonel?
Why, no, let Malvern do it. I'm going to be pretty busy for a while. Come on, Bailey, let's get going. Come on, Tom.
Oh, where are we going, sir?
The communications room. You're right, Tom. I should have sent that message to the Solar Guards myself.
Golly, what's made you change your mind so fast?
Malvern supposedly sent through a report on Adams' death. Adams died 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
But 2 days ago, Earth Office knew nothing about it. In fact, messages were still coming through signed with Adams' name.
Say, that's strange.
More than strange. Particularly when Malvern's the communications officer.
But, sir, that might mean he's one of the gang himself. That he was somehow responsible for Adams' death.
It's a possibility. But before we make up our minds, let's see what kind of message he's sending. Here's the building.
Through this door, sir. I wonder which is the audio room.
Wait, Tom. I hear something. Over this way.
Malvern's voice, all right.
Can't make out a word, though. If we can get this door open, just a crack.
So that's the situation, Chief.
Chief? Quiet, Corbett. Let's listen.
I don't think they suspect a thing so far, but they may soon. Don't wait any longer, Chief. Hack at once.
You were right, Colonel. He's one of the gang.
Yes. Prepare to take him as soon as he breaks contact.
Okay. Move in, then. Yes, I'll be ready, Chief. End transmission.
No? I've got my parallel ray ready.
Right. Come on. All right, Malvern. Get away from that audio transmitter.
What? So, Colonel Cowan, I underestimated you. Unfortunately, you've come late.
Oh, no, I haven't.
My friends are on their way, or didn't you hear?
We heard, and so did the Solar Guard. You sent out a straight voice message, Malvern, on an open frequency which the guards listen to all the time.
You must think I'm a fool, Colonel. I use low power, not enough to reach any Solar Guard station.
Well, we've still got you.
Wrong again. Max?
Yeah, boss?
Great Jupiter.
Don't move, either of you guys.
Show them your heat ray, Max.
Okay, boss. Yeah, take a look.
Which trumps your ace, Corbett. Drop that parallel pop gun of yours.
Colonel, I'm willing to take a chance.
Drop what I said. Max blasts you to ashes.
Do as he says. Your gun's no match for his.
Okay.
Get the Durasteel wire, Max. It's over in that corner.
Sure thing, boss.
I don't know what your plan is, Malvern. But Bailey's alerting the men now against attack. You'll never succeed.
Want to bet? In the first place, you two are being tied up with Durasteel wire. You got it, Max?
Got plenty. I'll truss them up good.
Well, somebody will release us. Some of your own men will realize what's going on.
Sure they will. All of them will. When our spaceship arrives and blows a hole in the atmosphere dome.
What? But that's mass murder. Everyone in the colony will die of suffocation.
No, not everyone, Colonel. Max and me, we'll be in spaces.
I can understand you're doing this to us, but your own men, your friends.
There's nothing personal about this, Colonel.
There certainly isn't.
Simply business, gentlemen. Simply business. We want to get all the viricide F3 there is. And we don't want any more produced for a long, long time. There's no better way to accomplish that than by wiping out all life on the face of Rhea. Every single creature on this satellite, gentlemen, must die.
We'll return to the exciting adventures of Tom Corbett and the Space Cadets in just a moment. So, stand by.
Spacemen, Dr. Joan Dale wants to talk to you. Here, I'll press the buzzer so you can go into our laboratory.
Come in, spaceman. I'm taking time out from this experiment to talk to you about your official space goggles. Uh-oh, speaking of space goggles, I'd better put my pair on. Oh, there I've got them on now. And now I've got protection for my eyes against these flying sparks and the bright glow from the bubbling chemicals you hear. You know, these special goggles are official Space Academy equipment. They're made of one sweeping curved piece of colored plastic that fits comfortably over both eyes. I know every spaceman will want to own a pair. Space goggles come in handy when you're looking into the sun, heading into a strong wind, or when you're like me and you're working in a laboratory. Now, spacemen, for important instructions on how to get a pair of space goggles, just step outside the door. Spaceman's luck.
Spaceman, send 25 cents, one box top from Kellogg's Pep, and your name and address. To get an official pair of space goggles, send 25 cents, one box top from Kellogg's Pep, and your name and address. Send this to Kellogg's, Box 346, Battle Creek, Michigan. That's Kellogg's, Box 346, Battle Creek, Michigan. Now, spacemen, send for your pair of space goggles today, and tomorrow, start off your day with Kellogg's Pep, the Build-Up Wheat Cereal.
General Manager Malvern of the F-3 plant on Rhea has been revealed as a member of the space gang which aims to take over the universe's entire supply of the life-giving viricide. Capturing Cadet Corbett and Colonel Cowan of Solar Guard Intelligence, he tells them that the gang's rocket ship will soon blast a hole in the satellite's atmosphere shell, killing everyone in the colony by suffocation. And he orders his pal Max to tie the two captives up securely.
Max! Got him trussed up good and tight?
He has. Your pal knows his dirty business.
Thanks, kid. All set, boss. Nobody's gonna break those Durasteel wires.
And we'd better get our spacesuits, so we at least will survive the attack.
You rotten space crawlers!
No use struggling against those wires, cadet. No use at all.
The Solar Guard's going to catch up with you someday.
Perhaps, but you'll hardly be celebrating the occasion. No hard feelings, I trust. This is simply business, you know.
Colonel Cowan, are you all right? You didn't say anything.
I wasn't anxious to keep them here.
I guess we've had it, sir. Max was right. We can't break these wires or even twist them.
We don't have to. Getting loose isn't our problem.
What?
Wriggle toward me so your fingers can reach the bottom of my trouser leg, along the seam.
Well, yes, sir. I can feel something.
It's a thin diamondite blade sewed there. Start working it out. It'll cut through anything, even Durasteel wire.
By the craters of Luna, what luck?
Not luck. Standard intelligence service procedure. It's often been useful before.
Well, I've got the blade out, sir.
Good. Here. I'll start working on my wrists.
Okay, Colonel.
Okay, Corbett. Your hands are free. Now get the wire off your leg.
Right. What are you going to do, sir?
Get on this audio. Try to contact the gang, then pretend I'm Malvern and talk them out of attacking.
It might work.
Worth trying. If only I knew their code word or even some of their names. Well, we'll see. Emergency call! This is Malvern. Emergency call! Jupiter, aren't they even going to answer?
Hello, Malvern. This is the chief. Anything wrong?
Plenty, chief. Go back. Call off the raid.
What? You're off your gyro.
Listen, the Solar Guard's here. They're wise.
Since when? There's been no ships on our radar.
They sneaked up on the other side of Rhea, didn't register.
Wait a minute. What's the code word, Malvern?
There's no time for that, I tell you.
Shut up. You give Malvern, give it to me.
I forget, chief. I'm too excited.
Space dust. Hey, wait a minute. You must be the colonel Malvern was talking about. The Solar Guard, Big Shot.
Uh-oh. Yes, I'm Cowan. And I'm warning you not to attack.
Don't you know better to waste your breath? You can't fight back and we're coming in.
Listen. Listen to me. He switched off.
Good try, sir, but it doesn't look as if we can stop them from blasting the dome.
No. Come on, Tom. We have to warn everybody. Tell them to get into space suits.
Yes, sir, and then try to find a way to win out against mighty rough odds. Colonel, there's Bailey, the fellow we talked to first.
Good. Bailey, have everybody get space suits, quickly.
Hey, how'd you two get loose? Stay back or I'll shoot.
Oh, no, he must be another one of the gang.
I doubt it. If so, he'd have left. Why the gun, Bailey?
I know all about you. Malvern told us. You're crazy, dangerous.
That killer thinks of everything.
Listen, Bailey, Malvern lied to you. He's one of the gang who are going to attack Rhea any minute.
Yeah, that proves you're space happy. Keep away from me.
Listen, Bailey, the atmosphere dome is going to be blasted. Everyone on Rhea is going to be wiped out unless you move fast.
I don't believe it. Stay away.
Tell me, Bailey, where's Malvern now?
How should I know?
Well, I think I know. He and Max are getting spacesuits. So they can live when the air dome goes.
Oh, you're lying. You
don't believe me, eh? Well, look over there behind you.
Ah, I don't see that.
Take him, Corbett. Right.
All right, I got him, sir.
Let it go. Let it go.
Don't struggle. We won't hurt you.
Malvern warned me. I should have killed him.
Don't go, cadet. Right, I've got his gun now.
Don't blast me, please.
Don't worry. We won't.
Look, Bailey, would it do any harm to get everybody into space suits?
Wait a minute. I'm all mixed up.
No time. Corbett. Look up there at that dot in the sky.
Great Jupiter, it's the killer ship coming in to attack.
All right, Colonel, everyone's in suits. Did you find anything we can fight with?
Not a thing. The jet boat we came in is useless. And there's nothing that flies unless you count body jets.
What, against spaceships?
No weapons except the handguns you distributed either. Why, they'd be all right for close combat, but they're just pop guns in a fight like this.
Well, I hope maybe you fellas could find something in the storehouse, something we wouldn't think of.
Only a lot of building material, jars of chemicals and acids, lab equipment, nice breakable stuff.
But nothing to fight a battle with.
Here on Rhea, we've been busy making medicine to save lives. We never thought about taking them.
Here it is. They fired a warhead.
The dome's gone. Helmets on, everyone.
All right, get your helmets.
Oh, we told them this much. We won't die of suffocation.
Uh-oh. It doesn't look as if they're counting on suffocation. They're firing warheads at us point blank.
That's bad. It won't take many to blow this area to space dust.
Bailey, where is the medicine store? The F3.
Over there, the small white building.
Get everybody into it. That's what the gang's after. So they'll treat it with kid gloves.
Yeah. Come on, man, this way.
We better follow, Corbett. It'll give us time to think.
Wait, sir. The ship's still firing, but no warheads are landing here. Funny.
Yes, it... Look, there's another ship, and it's fighting the gang.
The Polaris. Astro and Roger finally got the old girl patched up. It's just limping along, though.
They're in no shape to take on that gang, but they certainly have nerve.
If nerve is only enough. But two men trying to fight with a patched up ship... Oh, Jupiter, look at that. They're hit. Their firepower is gone.
Well, I'm afraid that does it, Corbett. No, they're still underway. What are they doing?
Heading for the gang ship. They're going to ram.
They did. The ships are locked together. But both of them are out of control. They've crashed.
It won't be a real crash, sir. The rockets are still giving some support. And the gravity is low here. They'll spin into the ground not far from the dome.
By the rings of Saturn, you're right.
Let's go, Colonel. Roger and Astro may need help.
Someone's coming toward us from one of the ships. Get your gun ready, Corbett.
All ready, sir. Hey, it's Roger. Roger, are you all right? And where's Astro?
Get down, Tom, both of you.
Hit the dirt, sir. See what I mean? Those space rats can still fire. We'd better start crawling to the dome.
Okay.
But Astro...
He's trapped on the power deck, but he has tools. Says he'll cut his way out in a few hours.
Great. Meanwhile, the gang can't fire on the Polaris without smashing their own ship.
Boys, I think the gang's finished. If we get out of range of their big guns, they'll have to come out of their ship sometime, and then it'll be a man-to-man fight.
Right, sir. Hey, what's that noise? Jupiter, they're coming out of the ship now. But it won't be any man-to-man fight. Look,
great galaxy, an armored tank.
That's one of the Martian killer tanks. No ordinary weapon can dent it.
It's got rocket guns. Let's get out of here.
We can't fight that any more than we could the ship. Warn them in, Corbett.
To do what? That tank can hunt them down anywhere on this little hunk of rock. And it'll blast the installations to space dust. There isn't a thing we can do, sir. Not a thing.
We'll return to the exciting adventures of Tom Corbett, Space Cadet, in just a moment. So stand by.
Spacemen, today we're honored to have a distinguished visitor from outer space. He is Flavius the Elder, Prime Minister of the asteroid Orias. Sir, did you have a smooth space trip? Oh, I see. Well, you know, spacemen, it's a bit difficult to understand the people of Orias. It takes years of study, so I'll interpret for you. The Prime Minister says he was shaken up by the moon tides while blasting through Jupiter's orbit. Oh, after the ship steadied off, the stewardess made you feel good with a magic formula. Well, what was it like? I understand. It came in a box. You opened it and poured rich golden brown flakes into a bowl. And then you poured milk and sprinkled sugar over it. And you say it tasted wonderful? You had how many? Three bowls. Mr. Prime Minister, was the name on the box Kellogg's Pep? It was. Well, sir, you'll forgive me, but Orias must be a very backward planet. There is no secret magic to Kellogg's Pep. Almost everybody in the solar system knows about the build-up wheat cereal. Every spaceman starts off his day with Pep. It helps give you lots of food energy to make a good start on the day. And Pep has those vitamins necessary to build strong bones and tough muscles. The Prime Minister says he's going to stock up with a good supply of Pep right away. And spacemen, you know that's a good idea. So ask Mom to get you a package of the build-up wheat cereal today. Kellogg's Pep.
As the space gang's armored killer tank charges toward the shattered atmosphere dome, Tom, Roger, and Colonel Cowan fall back to warn the men of their danger. With their hand weapons useless against the heavy armor of the tank, and with no way to defend themselves against its rocket guns, it appears that they have lost their battle to save the precious medicine of the satellite of life.
Colonel Cowan, what's going on? Is the ship still firing?
Worse, Bailey. Those space crawlers have a tank. Tell the men to scatter. Hide if they can, but not in here.
You won't be safe even around the building holding the medicine now. The tank can pick you off one by one.
Corbett's right, Bailey. Go ahead.
Yeah, but the medicine, the virusite, they'll get all the F3. Isn't there anything we can do?
Nothing. That tank's invulnerable to anything we've got.
Blast.
Okay, Colonel. You and the cadets better hurry, too.
Come on, sir. Let's get moving.
Corbett and Manning, go along.
Well, what about you, sir?
I'm staying. Perhaps I can get in one lucky shot.
That's impossible. You'll be killed.
I've failed in my mission. Failed all the people who need F3. Failed my wife. I'm going to die without it. So you go on.
Wait, Captain. Come with us to the storehouse.
The storehouse? What for?
Oh, please, sir. Come on, hurry. Before they blast it.
All right, Corbett. But why?
A wild idea. There's still something we can try. The body jets. We can fly with them.
But not far enough or fast enough to escape.
Anyway, escaping won't save the medicine.
I wasn't thinking about escape. We'll attack.
Wait, why?
Those big jars of acids we saw, Colonel. In this gravity, we can carry several apiece. Drop them on the tank.
Acid. Yes, acid can get through every crack. Eat into the tank control. By the rings of Saturn, it might work at that.
Hey, Junior, this could be our big chance.
The only one we have left, so let's make it good.
Over the tank. Start dropping the jars of acid.
Right, sir.
Jars away!
Two direct hits. Great.
like it, they never even heard the crash.
Well, try another one, Roger.
Okay, here goes. I missed with that one. Close, though.
Could be just as good. The acid will splash up against the tank bottom.
Follow the tank, boys. Stay directly over it where they can't spot us. And be sure you don't get any acid on your spacesuit.
Okay, sir.
Hey, the right pit that time.
We've got to stop that thing before it gets the men. It's a miracle they've managed to escape so far.
There's one man down there who's not escaping. Look at him, Tom. He's gone nuts.
Running right toward the tank. It's Melbourne. I guess he expects the tank to stop and pick him up.
They're not stopping, not even slowing down.
Ran right over it, his own tail. Colonel, that's something else. The tank's in trouble.
Look at that smoke pouring out of the engine.
It's working, boys. They're losing control. The acid's working.
Uh-oh. Look at the hatch. It's opening.
A perfect chance. Drop another jar. Fast. Mine's gone.
Well, I just dropped my last jar.
Me too.
Then we're in trouble. They've spotted us through the hatch. They're trying to angle the guns up high to knock us down.
Look out. They're backing. That gives them enough elevation.
Jupiter, they've got a train full on us.
Why not dodge?
We'll never make it.
Miss!
And that gun will never fire again, sir. It's out of commission. The acids have knocked out the control.
That goes for the whole tank, boys. Those space rats will have to come out and fight on even terms now.
Ben, they don't like that idea. Look at them.
Filing out with their hands up. Colonel, we've done it. We've won.
Yes, Tom, we've won. The whole universe has won. Boys, thanks largely to you. Rhea will remain for all the world the satellite of life.
Don't miss the next action-packed adventure with Tom Corbett and the Space Cadets on Tuesday, when they look forward to a pleasurable rest on the planet Venus, but find themselves involved in a desperate pursuit of danger. Tune in, same time, same station, for the next thrilling interplanetary adventure with Tom Corbett, Space Cadet. Brought to you by Kellogg's Pep, the build-up wheat cereal. Tom Corbett, Space Cadet, starring Frankie Thomas, can also be seen on television and appears in the comic sections of many of America's leading newspapers. Look for it daily and in weekend editions. Featured in the cast were Jan Merlin, Neil O'Malley, Dick Keith, and Ian Martin. Today's program was written by Don Hughes and directed by Drex Hines. Jackson Beck speaking.
Kellogg's Raisin Bran. Raisins and Bran Flakes, too. They're out of this world. They're out of one package. Kellogg's Raisin Bran. Kellogg's raisins are honeycomb-coated to keep them tender. The Bran Flakes crisper. Kellogg's Raisin Bran. Raisins and Bran Flakes, too. They're out of this world. They're out of one package. Kellogg's Raisin Bran.